From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for January 19, 2011. Since New Year's, some Texas counties have received from 2 to 6 inches of moisture, but much of the state remains behind, far behind, in regards to long-term average accumulations, according to Texas AgriLife Extension Service personnel. From the Panhandle to South Texas, a lack of moisture adversely affected winter wheat and other crops and caused concern about the future success of spring plantings, according to county reports from AgriLife Extension agents. Rick Aukerman, AgriLife Extension agent for Deaf Smith County west of Amarillo, reported that farmers had a productive week in the fields, but that winter wheat continues to deteriorate with the lack of moisture and extremely dry conditions. Jay Kingston, AgriLife Extension agent for Kent County, east of Lubbock, reported that with no measurable rainfall since late October, soil moisture is very short and wheat and native pastures were in extremely poor condition. Norman Fryer, AgriLife Extension agent for Pecos County, south of Odessa, says his area has now gone 120 days without any measurable precipitation. Seth Manley, AgriLife Extension agent for Ford County, west of Wichita Falls, said dry conditions have caused producers there to debate whether to even bother with top-dressing wheat. Also, many of his producers would like to contract wheat, he said, but were reluctant to do so until they see better soil moisture conditions. Some East Texas counties received rain or snow, which helped alleviate the dry conditions. Henderson and contiguous counties had from a half to 1.5 inches of snow on Sunday and Monday, but about 60 miles to the south, San Augustine County remained more than 20 inches below normal, making 2010 the driest in 41 years of record keeping there. Meanwhile, Rio Grande County rains have encouraged cotton growers there to be optimistic about the success of spring plantings. But as one county agent commented, during a moderate to strong La Nina year, the relief could only be temporary, with a return to dry, warm conditions very possible. This has been Robert Burns with Texas AgriLife Communications.